Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard. He's Dave Lapham. It's time for the Radio Guys recap after a remarkable 31-27 win here in Baltimore to wrap up the season for the Bengals. The only people happier than the people in the locker room behind us, the entire city of Buffalo and folks back in Western New York, because the Bengals not only knocked the Ravens out of the playoffs, they put the Buffalo Bills in, ending the longest streak in the four major sports of not going to the playoffs as Buffalo gets in.
And really, all Marvin Lewis cares about is winning the football game. I talked to him about that. It's like, boy, you knocked Detroit out and you knocked Baltimore out. He said, yeah, I feel bad because I didn't realize in both cases, you know, I go up to the coach after the game and say, good luck the rest of the way, you know, and it's like, oh, man. He didn't realize that Baltimore was eliminated. So it's pretty remarkable when you look at it. Pride won. You know, they were playing for the playoffs, that P. The Bengals were playing for Pride, that P, and Pride won. It's incredible. I think it's a testament to the all-in mentality of the players. So many guys played so hurt. I mean, not just little bumps and bruises. I'm talking about major injuries and sucked it up and played through that football game. Eric Winston's in a walking cast at the conclusion of the game. Vinny Ray, what he did. George Iloka, Sean Williams. All these guys were playing with real serious serious problems and wouldn't leave the game. I mean, or would leave the game, but then would come back into the football game. Said during the broadcast, you know, you got to knock them out. TKO ain't happening. They're not going to take a standing 10 count. I mean, you have to knock them out, period. And they kept battling. It was incredible to see.
Fourth and 12, less than a minute to go, the season on the line. Andy Dalton finds Tyler Boyd for a 49-yard touchdown that wins it. I believe that is the first game-winning touchdown pass in the last minute of a game in Andy Dalton's career.
I think you might be right about that. And he was very, not subdued, but he was understated in his celebratory state after the football game. Marvin Lewis was right next to Andy when we were talking. Finished talking to Andy, and then Marvin right away, and he said Andy did an unbelievable job of checking, making Baltimore get into something different, and then checking again. I mean, he said he orchestrated it perfectly. He knew exactly where he wanted to go, how he wanted to go there, manipulated them defensively to do it. And then when Tyler Boyd split the defenders, everybody knew that was what it was going to be about. Andy said, I was just hoping he, you know, break a tackle. Somebody would miss a tackle. I said, so when you saw him split those safeties, he goes, I was like, oh my gosh, it's going to go to the house.
Players are obviously very happy about the win, but I also detected a little note of melancholy in that it kind of reinforced how much better this season could have been.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, it's a shame, really, when you look at it. You can pick out a few games. You can pick out Green Bay. You can pick out Houston. You can pick out others. I mean, there's a few
Pittsburgh.
Of them. Pittsburgh, yeah. For half of that game, there were world beaters, and the other half not. I mean, bottom line is turnovers did them in, you know. I mean, the reason Baltimore was even in contention was because they were so plus 17 coming into this football game. But once again, I mean, it was even the turnover ratio. Marvin Lewis, if they don't lose the turnover battle with Marvin Lewis as the head coach, they're 16-2 against the Baltimore Ravens. That's pretty impressive. And I think that kind of is the storyline of the season. Turned it over too many times in key situations and too many big lulls offensively. I mean, it was just too inconsistent. But hey, down the stretch, they put it together and put together 8 good quarters of football against Detroit and Baltimore.
And if it was Marvin Lewis's final game as the Bengals head coach, it was his 125th win, 61 more than any other coach in Bengals history. For Dave Lapham and our photographer, Stephen Huddy, I'm Dan Hoard. Thanks for checking out the Radio Guys Recap here on Bengals.com.